Good morning. Good morning, York University. Taking your paper now. So, as Sean said, I am a freshman, 21 years old freshman. I play golf and I'm majoring in business, marketing and education. So, I came from all the way from Portugal, from a little island with about 300,000 people. And it's beautiful. I'm not showing pictures because you gotta go there, okay? That's not a spoiler. So, my passion since I'm baby, as you can see on the picture on the left side, it's golf. I play golf since I'm 6 years old. So I play golf for a long time. And yeah, I'll talk about that later. So what I'm talking about today is a little bit about my story, how I ended up in York, Nebraska, a little out of my mind when I first thought about this. not what I ideally expected, but my first 10 grades was in art, back 8 years in my life. I decided to go to arts. I didn't like it at all. So I decided to go to kitchen, like take a culinary arts major. So I graduated in kitchen, and when I finished high school, I was like, man, I'm not mature enough to go to college. Like, it's a lot of money. My parents will spend a lot of money with me. And I was like, nah. I'm not going. So I decided to work for 2 years in kitchen. It was one of the greatest decisions of my life because it gives you a lot of maturity, work, and like know how it feels to get money on the end of the month and save it. It's hard. It's hard. But I made it. 2 years after, I was bored to be a cooker because it's very hard. You gotta live for the kitchen. Like, you don't have holidays, you don't have days off. You just gotta work to get money and, yeah. And then, after 2 years, I was bored to be a cooker and I moved to, oh, by the way, this is some of the dishes that I used to cook. I love pastry, so yeah. If you guys wanna hire me, I'll give you my cell phone number on the end. So, I decided to be a bartender after being a cooker. So. Different experience. I like to talk. I like to communicate with people. So why not being in a different area? So I was a bartender. And I'll be honest, I was driving my parents' car for like a year. And I was bored. So I decided to buy my own car after a year of being a bartender. So I was like, okay, I'm not receiving as much money as I want. So I will change work to receive more and buy my own car. After I did all the papers, I went out, I changed work. My dad was like, do you really want to be a bartender for the rest of your life? I was like, no. So he asked me what I wanted to do, and I was like, you know, my dream since I'm like 10, 12, is like go to the United States, play golf, because it's the home of golf, like it's where we breathe golf. So he was like, take a chance that like you're young. If you want to make this decision is now, well, you are 20 years old, so go for it. Take a chance that I can pay for. I was like, that's good. Thank you. I'll take it. So after this dad's conversation that we first think that it's boring and it's like annoying, our dad talk with us, I was like, nah. But then after, I was like, my dad opened my eyes for the future. Which is amazing. So a week after this conversation, I signed on an agency, a Portuguese agency that takes care of everything. They make the bridge from Portugal to United States. I signed the papers, paid everything, and like 2 months later, they told me, you're going to a Christian school. And for me, it was very hard because I didn't have a religion at all. I didn't believe at all in anything. And now I'm learning in faith and like God, whatever. So finally, a year after, I'm here. I'm here in my dream. I'm living my dream. And I bring this scripture. We read it before, but I'll read it again. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. What I take from this, God has plans for you. And when I first started working, I was like, I'll never complete my dream. But then I was like, okay, sometimes you gotta take 2 steps back to give 10 to the front. So I took 2 steps back, I grow a lot, and now I'm here. So I gotta thank you for all of us, for the help that you give me every day, especially my coach. Thank you for being here. Really means a lot to me. And yeah, I'm living my dream. So thank you for that.